Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmithing. Call 231-838-5571.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one on this Monday, September 16th, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Going to play this PAGS video again right now.
Important to all of us. Do me a favor and take a breath. Don't scroll. Watch the numbers I'm going to give you. A lot of you on the left are arguing about emotion. A lot of you on the right are arguing that it's about, hey, 4 years ago, this, that, and the other. Let's get real numbers that you can now sink your teeth into. If you're on the left, you're going to find out exactly what Harris, Biden have done. If you're on the right, you're going to find out exactly what Trump did. This is not a chart I made up. This is an actual chart put together based on the Federal Reserve, the Bureau of Labor Statistics, the Energy Information Agency, and the NASDAQ. These are real numbers that you can sink your teeth into, that you can take to work and show them at the water cooler, that you can have after dinner if there's an argument about politics. Let's just take the emotion out and talk about numbers. The inflation rate year over year under Trump, 1.89%. Under Biden-Harris, 5.28%. Inflation cumulative, 7.8% higher under Trump, 19.2% higher under Biden-Harris. Average gas price under Trump down 5.4% to $2.49 average, up 46.6% under Biden-Harris, $3.50 average. 30-year mortgage rates down 34.8% under Trump, 3.86% average, up 132% under Biden-Harris, 5.45% average if you can get a mortgage. Average rent costs up 11.8% under Trump, up 21.6% under Biden-Harris. NASDAQ composite was up 138.2% under Trump, up 39.4% under Biden-Harris. Grocery prices up 6.5% under Trump, up 20.9% under Biden-Harris. Electricity prices were up 4.2% under Trump, up almost 30% at 29.6% under Biden-Harris. And real hourly wages, a big indicator, up almost 7% under Trump, 6.8%, down 2.2% under Biden-Harris. These are real numbers that I didn't make up. These are numbers you can go and research and verify. These are numbers that are based on July 12th, 2024. The jobs numbers, of course, got worse since then, with a readjustment down by about 1 million jobs. Now, get emotional if you want and complain about somebody's hair or how they tweet or whatever, or their age, or you can actually look at numbers and decide who was the better CEO, who was the better person in charge. Because Harris is no different than Biden, except she's a little more progressive, more liberal on policies, which will cost everybody even more money should she win. Any questions on this, make sure that you post them right here. Make sure you share this, and I appreciate you staying till the end of the video. It's important that we have real knowledge, and that's what I just gave you. Come on!
Joe Pags. P-A-G-S. If you would like that video, text me Pags, I'll send it to you. I'll also send you the video link and a meme of a sign that the Antrim County Republican Party has purchased. Vote Republican. Colored in oval. You know why. Now, the only thing is, if I text you PAGS information to the video link and this photo, because you text me PAGS, I sent this back to you, you have to share it. Send it to the 20, 30, 40 people that are stored in your phone that you have direct relationship with, people that you call, people that you're friends with, that you text and talk to on a regular basis. Share this information with them. But when you send it to them, tell them it comes with a caveat. They have to forward it to their 20, 30, 40 friends. We need to get this information to go viral. Great video. Bar graphs for Trump. Bar graphs for Biden-Harris. Side-by-side comparison with the numbers as he speaks. Numbers don't lie. We talked about gas alone on an average of 20 gallons a week at a buck a gallon for 4 years, you'd have $4,000 in the bank right now. Stop and think about that. What could you do with $4,000 in your savings account, your checking account right now, compared to when Donald Trump was president versus Biden Harris? Grocery prices, on average, over 4 years with Donald Trump, up 6.8%. Under Biden Harris, almost 21% inflation. Stop and think about that. Again, another $100 a week. Let's just go soft. Let's say $100 a week for groceries for your family, you and your spouse, maybe a child or two, whatever the number is. 21% increase is inflation, is taxable dollars. That's another $20 per week, is $1,000 a year. Again, for 4 years, it's another $4,000. Just based on gas and food, you'd have $8,000 in the bank. And you guys are seriously telling me that people are putting up Harris wall signs and are going to vote for these people. They could have had $8,000 in their bank account if Trump was still president. Now they don't, and they're going to vote to keep this economic policies in place and get them probably worse under Harris than under Biden. I can't for the life of me consider why somebody would even put a Harris wall sign up in their yard. When I see them, I'm almost tempted to stop, pull in the driveway, go knock on the door and say, you got to be kidding me, and play this PAGS video for them. You're seriously going to vote for Harris. You've got a sign up in your yard, and this is what they've done to us for the last 4 years, and you want 4 more years, possibly 8 more years of this? Really? Seriously? It blows my mind. And then if you look at her other statements, in her own words, I researched over the weekend, I tried to find the Sean Hannity snippet, I can't break it down without commercials. Sorry, everything he does is monetized with commercials. I'm not going to play his commercials on this show. Folks, just 5 years ago from basically right now, before the 2020 election, when she announced she was running for president against Biden, Kamala Harris made statements. She's against fracking. Absolutely wants to eliminate the practice in the United States of America. End it. Well, that's just going to keep gas prices high, if not even higher. Number two, mandatory gun buyback. The federal government will knock on your door, come into your home, take your firearms, and give you some money. Under Kamala Harris is exactly what she wants to do. I call it gun confiscation. She calls it guaranteed buyback. It's not what it is. Federal government never sold us the firearms, so they don't get to buy them back from us. It implies that they sold them to us and have the right to buy it back. That's not the case. That's number one. Number two, mandatory. She's not kidding. For you firearm owners out there, you hunters out there, if you love your sports, of deer hunting, pheasant hunting, whatever it is you hunt, or maybe just having them for security, for safety, to protect your home, your person, your business, whatever, you own a firearm. You're trained in it. You store it safely, but it's available for you to use in the event somebody comes in and tries to rob you. Well, guess what? She doesn't care about your Second Amendment rights. She wants the guns. Period. End of conversation. Now, if you're a hunter, you're not even registered to vote, or maybe you're registered, but you haven't voted in years because you're too busy bow hunting deer in October and then getting ready for firearm season on November 15th. 10 days earlier, there's an election, November 5th. You can take a couple of hours out of baiting your deer blind after work and go vote on November 5th. With just that point alone as justification for you to do it this year. Harris gets in, she's coming for your guns. And it will be mandatory. They will be knocking on your door, coming in with a warrant, signed by a liberal progressive judge, to actually come in and look around your house for firearms. They find them, they're taking them. And whatever they take, yeah, they'll give you $100. They'll give you $200, whatever it is, for, quote, fair justification, fair transaction to take your firearms. Here's your buyback money. This is serious stuff, folks. If you don't believe it, just look for it, Google, find it, and you'll have to listen to it with ads. From Sean Hannity's show from last Thursday. His show last Thursday had an excellent little segment. It was September 12th, Sean Hannity's show. In Kamala Harris's own words. You're going to have to listen to it with commercials because it's embedded right in there. I cannot find the straight snippet from his show. If somebody can find it, please send it to me. Sean Hannity show, September 12th, last Thursday. If you can find it, send it to me. I'll play it on today's show. You got to stop and think, folks. Text me, PAGS. I'll send you the video. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy, or call 800-654-9659. The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmith and in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithin is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Systems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Now, if you are a hourly worker and you work overtime, more than 8 hours a day, 40 hours a week, you get time and a half pay for working overtime. Donald Trump on Friday after the show made this announcement. Sean Hannity talked about it on Friday night. Getting rid of income tax on overtime.
It is no secret that one candidate, yes, Vice President Kamala Harris, is planning to raise taxes on all of you. But just moments ago, Donald Trump unveiled a new plan to cut taxes for the hardest working Americans who don't clock out at 5 o'clock. Pretty amazing. I haven't worked an 8 hour day in most of my life. Take a look.
I'm also announcing that as part of our additional tax cuts, we will end all taxes on overtime. You know what that means? Think of that. Think of that.
We'll have much more on President Trump's economic vision. That's coming up tonight. But first, we are only 54 days away from the 2024 election. Pennsylvania voting, that begins in, just a mere 5 days. In Alabama, the first ballots are officially in the mail. More than a dozen states, including swing states like Wisconsin, they are scheduled to send out ballots later this month. We are in the home stretch of a race that will impact the course of our country for decades to come. It is an inflection point for this country. And as most of you know, Donald Trump isn't just facing off against Kamala Harris. He is running against what are vicious, powerful institutions and a political machine that spans the Democratic Party. They're running against the state-run, corrupt Pravda media mob, a powerful deep state with bureaucrats in every department of your federal government, a weaponized Department of Justice. Oh, and to add insult to injury, he's running against big tech, too. They're all putting cinder blocks on the scale of an election. Now, the same political machine that booted Joe Biden from the ballot after he won millions of votes. Well, that same political machine has been trying to destroy Donald Trump for the better part of an entire decade. And yet, the polls tonight are close. Donald Trump is holding on to a 60% edge in today's forecast from statistician Nate Silver. The latest Insider Advantage poll post-debate has Donald Trump up by one in Michigan with a boost from African-American voters in Pennsylvania. The race is very, very close, tied. One poll had Trump up by two recently. Meanwhile, the lawfare against President Trump, that continues after all those years. You know, one after another, it's like dominoes falling. They all fall apart. If Democrats and Biden's DOJ had their way, Trump would be in jail right now. But they're not getting their way. You know, thankfully, we have checks and balances in our court system. But today, two more criminal counts against Donald Trump, this in the Fulton County case in Georgia, were dismissed by a Fulton County judge. So far, five of the original 13 charges by Fani Willis have been dismissed before trial as the entire case remains in jeopardy. In fact, every case against Trump is falling apart. And as Politico points out, well, Democrats underestimate Trump at their own peril. His opponent, Kamala Harris, is running the most dishonest, least authentic campaign in human history. During the debate, she lied and lied repeatedly, dozens of times, about a national sales tax that Trump has never supported and doesn't support. About it, he'll sign a nationwide abortion ban that Donald Trump has never supported, will never support. A ban on IVF, when he has actually been in favor of IVF, and that nobody, by the way, wants. And, quote, Donald Trump's Project 2025, that Trump had absolutely nothing to do with, hasn't read, by the way, for the record, nor have I. She also lied and brought out the hits. Let's bring up Charlottesville. She lied about Trump's role in January 6th, lied about fracking, lied about oil, lied about her support for the Minnesota bail fund, lied about Trump's bloodbath comments on the economy, lied about Trump's position on NATO, lied about zero troops serving in combat zones, lied about Trump's role in the Biden-Harris administration and their disastrous withdrawal from Afghanistan. How do you blame Donald Trump for that? Lied about gun confiscation? She said it repeatedly. Lied about her support for defunding the police? She said that too. She even lied about being a middle-class kid. In reality, she grew up in one of the most prestigious neighborhoods in Montreal, two very affluent parents. She lied about violent crime along with her two supporters at the debate that were masquerading as journalists. No, they're liberal, radical, left Democratic talk show hosts. And they...
Those, of course, were the two ABC moderators of the debate. This was Friday night's show. Again, what I'm looking for is for Thursday night, September 12th. I'm going to find it. Promise to be able to play it for you on YouTube. Can't find it. Thursday, September 12th. Kamala Harris in her own words. But this is Friday night show, the 13th. And this was last Friday, this past Friday. He said 54 days. Well, guess what? Tomorrow, folks, Tuesday is 7 weeks. We are 49 days away from Election Day. Text me PAGS, P-A-G-S. I'll send you that video. If you'd like this video right here by Sean Hannity from Friday night, text me Hannity, and I'll send you this video. This I found on YouTube. I was able to block out the first commercial to play it for you here on the radio. We got to get this information out to people, especially gun owners and the general public when it comes to taxation without representation. Hour number two, we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hey, Patriots, Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAWater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's